Blog Talk Radio.
You gon' get no matter how you take it. Just for the real and the play haters, the fiends and the money makers, the birth and the breath takers, a 9 to 5 and why the prison to parole papers. Live and direct, you gon' get no matter how you take it. Just for the real and the play haters, the fiends and the money makers, the birth and the breath takers, a 9 to 5 and why the prison to parole papers. Live and direct, yo, it's your deep thing to keep the heat up with a hot name. I got games, so when I'm in rain, I take aim. I grew up gutter. To my mother, it's still bad. If it ain't a bag in my hand, it's that old school math. I've been addicted to the good and the bad at the same time. Born raw, delivered uncut, ready for showtime. I'm a whole mind like the fourth in the block. I got this. I'm the desert that's getting hold with hot. It's lyrically monotonous, and I came from the streets with that. We learn the it's 2 pounds each, lifting the gap. Slip with you at. You know you can't mix dogs with cats, but the point should be is how they mix these squat rap. I'm big game with this rap for real. I know a hundred.
Sunday night. Okay, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it together. So you know when my head was somewhere else other than where it should be, being that I couldn't focus on if it was morning, afternoon, night. But I've had an awesome weekend. I hope everyone else had an awesome weekend. I do have a guest host calling in tonight, and yep. I sent out the wrong flyer today, and I didn't change the phone number on the flyer, and he just brought that to my attention that the phone number did not change on the flyer. So for everybody, I'm going to have to send out the correct phone number for the flyer to be able to call in tonight. I gave out the Skype phone number instead of the on-air phone number. So that's why he did not call in as of yet. But so we have a very, very crazy topic tonight. And y'all know me. You know, I like to pull them out of the sky. And nothing is off limits. Unfortunately, you know, for some people that may not like my swagger, you know, I like talking about the things that are taboo. So tonight our discussion is, drum roll please, how to properly clean yourself going from anal to vag, from A to V. Okay, this topic I feel has to be discussed because there are still grown people that go from A to B and don't properly clean themselves. You can't be caught up in the moment. If you are caught up in the moment and you're not focusing on what you need to, then that doesn't make it fun. And so you have to have that mental, you have to have your mental trained well enough to be able to live in the moment. So that's going to be a juicy topic. I'm going to go to another song, make sure that everyone has this phone number properly taken down so they can call in on this subject tonight, and I'll be right back with you guys.
Yeah. So, I got to keep me some mask. I'm in the kitchen whipping nails. I got to keep me some mask. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some mercy. Hearted muscle, why me flashed up. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some mercy. Muscle, why me flexed up? Shoe hanging from a telephone. Could dig the area for selling dope. Block hotter than a muffin. Like in the summer when I love the coat. I just been hypnotized. Stuck in the block and I sleep selling snow. See my first cousin snort up the coat. Now she spin all the time smoking dope. That's El Amino right there. They're selling the dope forever. That's El Amino right there. They're selling the dope forever. I'm making play through some bad weather. Long as the hood against shelter. Long as the hood against shelter. Long as the hood against shelter. I'm dipping and dabbing. Gucci belt on, I ain't got it fast. I don't mess with them hot status. Man, them little girl be rash. Retro and some joy socks. I put all my ones in the joy box. That medicine bottle filled up to the top. 20% make the block. 24/7 hustle. Overtime stupid, ain't trying to clock out. I'm flexing on them a mother. Feeling like Shaquille O'Neal hot box. 100 rounds on a yapa. If we got a problem, I can clear your hot side. 100 rounds on a yapa. If we got a problem, I can clear your hot side. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some mercy. Hearted muscle, why me flexed up. Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips. I gotta keep me some mercy. I'm in the kitchen whipping nerves. I gotta keep me some mercy. Hold it muscle while me flexed up. Hey, everybody sack chasing. Lame boy mad, hey. Slapping, not licking, not rage. Big ol' block come from my spray. I know they flexing like they owning me. Fake jewelry looking so cheap. Everywhere I go, they watching me. I promise I think they the police. How about that with cab with no leash? Scratching that pack for the mercy. I'm trapping in a pair of Jordan 3. Half sway, half leather. Damn right, I'm doing it belter. Playboy, Hugh Hefner. Selling that crack on my skeleton. Run through that Pat Devin Helsing. I know they yapping, but I'm about that action. I don't see nothing, let the tools talk. Diamond dancing just like Michael Jackson. Got my pinky finger doing a moonwalk. Damn, I'm about to smash on your trick. Then mess up and hit me a leg. In the kitchen, I'm working my ribs. On the corner, I'm working your trick. I swear I'm the magic just like Goldie. Put your ass on my rollie. Put your ass on my rollie. I'm about to smash your then mess off and hit me a leg. In the kitchen, I'm working my wrist. On the corner, I'm working your pin. Turn the magic like Goldie. I spent your ass on my rollie. I spent your ass on my rollie. Scales, two on, zips, two on, go.
kitchen whipping earth. I gotta kick with some earth. Hard it muscle, why me flex up? Scales, two on, zips, two on, goons, two on, clips, two on. I gotta keep me some earth. I'm in the kitchen whipping earth.
I gotta
keep me some earth. Hard it muscle, why me flex up?
All right. Now we back in motion. So for the people that are on my social media, you have the correct phone number that has now been posted, 646-787-1839. Our call in is 646-787-1839. Please make sure you tune in with us for our question of tonight. You know, I keep it real. It's going to be taboo, and we need to talk about how to thoroughly clean yourself going from anal to vag. And that's something that it's crazy, but we got to have this conversation, and I'll tell you why in the show as we go forward. But I want to welcome my co-host for tonight, my guest co-host. How are you doing, buddy?
Hello, the new Miss Lovely Black. How you doing, my dear?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. We squared away the phone number.
Right, because that was kind of left for a minute, right? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Oops, boo-boo. Yes, because I was like,
why don't you introduce yourself to people and let everybody know who you are?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the man himself, James Acevedo. I am the host of the Bench Romans Live Show, and I'm also a co-host of other shows that I do on my free time when I get the chance to. And, yeah, I've been a host, co-host, produced shows, internet radio shows, so I'm a jack of all trades. So I am here, and I'm very lucky and very privileged to be here. It's an honor, and let's see where this goes. I'm, you know, I enjoyed what I heard when I had you not only on my show, but what I've heard of this past week's show, this past Wednesday, with Stacey Cash. And, yeah, I loved every second of it. I have to catch up with the rest of it, but it was awesome for what I heard.
Right. So ladies and gentlemen, he's a man of many words, and he actually has his own talk show, and I really enjoyed myself going on his talk show. And we're going to try to do something to bring him on the show a little bit more and be more collaborative. His show is Sports Talk, and so basically he has Sports Talk mixed with real life. So, fellas, I'm sure you guys would love his show. And basically his point of view on what he brings to his show. It's something amazing,
yes.
And it was an honor for me to come on your show and spend an hour of conversation with you.
Oh, that's so sweet. And no, ladies and gentlemen, I did not wire her money to say that. She's actually speaking the truth.
Well, no, I want to welcome you to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy yourself, and this is the beginning of something special. So all of my guests here and my co-host here, I do tell you, hey, you're more than welcome to come on anytime, any night that I'm on. You know, I urge people to call in and rock and vibe with me. Most people just like listen to me talk and rant and rave, and it's like, okay, that's what the real talk is about. But I do like when people call in and interact to just have that that chemistry going, and I'm going to get somebody solid in here, maybe I'll just have a bunch of co-hosts. You never know.
You just never know. And so, by the way, real quickly, before we continue with this great radio journey of ours, have you had a lot of callers call in and, like, challenge you on certain things as far as your points of view and stuff like that?
No, I don't. I don't know. Some reason people are like, you know, you said it. I get a lot of OMG, you're crazy. Oh, you know, I think I say a lot of things that they may think. And, you know, it's one of those things I have people that challenge me. I have somebody challenging me tonight on Facebook about a video.
Oh.
We can go back and forth, back and forth, and it becomes a certain point where I just be like, okay, not going to go back and forth anymore. But, you know, I mean, everybody's opinion is welcome. So I'm not going to, you know, be mad because somebody's going to go back and forth or challenge me. I'm just going to point my view to you. And,
exactly.
You know, either I'm going to be right or we're both going to be right. It's just it. But I'm never wrong. So.
Exactly. And it sounds like my philosophy.
Right. So,
you're my type of woman, yes.
Right. So, you know, me, as I said before, we talk about everything taboo and in between. You guys, please keep in mind the call-in number is 646-787-1839, 646-787-1839. The topic of tonight is how to properly clean yourself going from anal to vag. Now, let me give you the significance of why I picked this topic, right? So
please
keep in mind, people are very open. People love to try new things, right? But as a woman, first and foremost, you have to take care of your body. You can't just let someone do anything to you that they want to do to you and not take care of yourself, okay? So here's the one guaranteed thing that's going to happen if you go from anal to vag without properly cleaning yourself. It is a guarantee that you're going to get a bacteria infection. You're taking the
dirty
bacteria, you're mixing it into your vag, right? So you're going to be around here leaking like nobody's business, and you're not going to know why. But, you know, it's going to be a terrible thing. Some of you will know why, and then you have to get on antibiotics, and then why do antibiotics so much, right? Always make sure that you take care of yourself, because if you go and take antibiotics, your body will become immune to it, and then they don't work anymore. So why would, you know, you want to put yourself in that situation? Always make sure, if he is that caught up in the moment that he just doesn't think for himself to go clean himself properly, you can't clean yourself with water after anal. You have to thoroughly clean yourself with soap to get as much of the bad bacteria off as you possibly can. You're really supposed to wait. But, you know, clean yourself properly with soap all the way around and then go into the vag. If you don't have that patience, then you don't need to be having sex. That's almost like a middle schooler or a high schooler that doesn't have the patience to be clean. Why would you want to put somebody in harm's way because you are just so bodied in the moment? You know, that speaks volume. So I want to bring this. I want to have this topic. I want to have this conversation, and really, you know, dig deep into what men think. And hi, we have a man on the line tonight. Why do men be caught up? Why are you caught up in the moment, and you can't take the time to say, you know what? Let me just really like okay. First of all, I've seen women take it from their butt and into their mouth. You are the nastiest son of us I've ever seen. Now, you have to do what you have to do to get your money. But now, not only did you take it from your butt to your mouth, you have put so much bad bacteria in your mouth, even if you spit it out, the bacteria is there. So you cannot swallow, it's there. You're poisoning your own body just to go to the next level of freaky. And that's almost like white women doing the things that they do, like, okay, it's a point that you have to say, time out, I ain't with it, right? So do you participate in anal?
Ladies and gentlemen, just to let you all know, the words you're about to hear are all true. They're not stupid. This is all straight from the mind of James Daniel Acevedo. Yes, I said my middle name because I'm very confident of my beliefs and my thoughts. And you will never get no fake analysis from me. If I say to you I have an expertise on certain things, I will tell you. If I say I don't know nothing about this certain situation, I will tell you. If I know half-assed about it, you know some things about it, I will tell you. In other words, this is what my words right now about this. I've had very little experience with this anal situation as far as obviously, you know, giving anal. Obviously, nothing has never been entered my own ass. Thank you very much. I've done this with one woman in particular in the past. And let me just make this very clear. I'm always very cautious about safety and cleanliness. I don't understand how you would not get, you know, no matter how heated you might get, and trust me, you're hearing a man that's horny 24/7. It's amazing I don't have miscellaneous kids running around this whole continental United States. It's amazing. I don't know how that happened. Maybe because I'm so cautious when it comes to sex with certain things. You know what I'm saying? We're making sure, okay, you know, don't get this chick pregnant. Don't do this. Don't, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As much as I'm a very sexual being, I'm also at the same time responsible, if that makes any sense. Boy, those two actually exist in one person? Yeah, believe it or not, that's me. Yeah. So, yeah, I, with that experience, I've always, when that's happened, I've always made sure, okay, wait, make sure my shit's clean. But I've never had done it where, you know, the ass-to-mouth thing with a chick. I've never done that. I'm not really into that. Per se, it all depends on that type of thing. Is like a spur of the moment type of thing. It's not like you're planning on, okay, well, this is our repertoire for tonight, girl. Okay, we're gonna do a normal intercourse, but around in between, we might do the ass to mouth, or we might do some anal play. Let's see how it goes. Like maybe about the 15-minute mark, let's see where it goes. No, it happens. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, it's up to the woman. Let's put this out there, because it's not like, you know, because it's one thing I don't like is rape, okay? If the woman says no, don't do it, okay? I don't care. Oh, let's try this. I mean, don't get me wrong. You want to say, okay, let's try this out. But if she says no, not this time, just leave it alone, because then your whole shit's going to be fucked up. And the session will be over. The session will be done and over. So as far as with me, you know, I've always stuck to cleanliness, and especially when I've had only a few experiences when it's come to anal sex, I've always made sure my shit is clean and on point. And for people that don't do that, I question how your house looks. I'm just saying.
Well, that was very descriptive.
Very different, huh?
I'm going to jump right in to having my conversation based upon what he just said right after this song, and I'll be right back with you.
Turn me up my headphone. Look. But if they fucking with you, nigga, I'ma bang with you. I'm from the hood, all good, I got my game up. That's why I got a check, nerf, yeah, he came up. I'm from Bankhead Coat, yeah, that Bankhead hoe. I show you niggas how I do, this how Bankhead go. Hot shit out the cockpit, pull up in that drop seat. That dump too low, that cop roof, I come throughout the cockpit. Straight up out my destination, I'm busting your ass, no hesitation. Trying to fuck up my concentration, I'm making move while you contemplating. I grind real hard. Check though, what you wanna do to homie? Asking why I flex though, flexing all this shit, cause I done did it, I done came up. What the fuck you doing? You niggas still up on the same stuff. Yeah, West Side Atlanta, where I'm from, born and raised, and you know I'm getting paid like them boy back in the day. Get my hands real good, like a handful of spade, and my nigga Young Coop, get that money, I feel your pain. Nerd. Come and change your mind. I do this
Better get a high lil nigga told y'all nigga I'm straight from Bankhead Cold. I represent that new road that my niggas at Tested Cold. Still trying to get that money, man. Don't let them know we grind hard for this shit. And I'm on my shit. If you ain't talking about money, then you ain't making no sense, nerd.
Mr. Bankhead himself, yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Mr. Bankhead himself, one nerd. Follow him on Instagram, the number one, N-E-R-K, about my money in rotation. So, okay, basically, I had to get my thoughts together. Like, I heard what you were saying. Okay, so here's the thing. I bring this up because somebody attempted to do this, right? To me,
ooh.
And I'm like, okay, this man grown as shit. This man is, like, super grown, super fly. I know you sexually active. He had, like, 500,000 kids. Like, dude, how do you not know that you have to clean yourself properly, right? You're supposed to squat rubbers. You're supposed to clean with soap. You're supposed to do all of these steps, right, before you attempt to do that, not go wash the rubber off or go wash yourself off or whatever with water. You have to go over and beyond. Ladies, we have to keep ourselves clean. I did a video one time on Facebook because this gentleman, just a quick recap, he was like, hey, you know, what's up? You know, he does events in the area as well, and he said something to me, and I said something based upon the lines like, you know, yeah, I don't deal with people unless, you know, we both understand, or I would know you're very active, you know, so I need to see your paperwork. And he goes, oh, no, I'm good. You know, I'm good. He was like, you know, I'm X, Y, and Z years old, and I took a test, you know, a year ago. I don't need to be tested. And I said, damn, I said, well, I still test every 3 to 4 months myself. And the gentleman goes, well, you must sleep with a lot of men or a lot of different men. And I said, no, sir, that is definitely not the case. But you have to understand, we as a people, we don't understand and we don't get it. And it's a lot of people that will sit here and think that they can get tested, you know, once a year, and they are completely active. And those are the people that I don't trust, because odds are you probably didn't get tested a year ago. We are just so not in tune with what the fuck we are doing to our bodies that it's ultimately just disgusting and crazy. So for women, it's so easy for us to get a bacteria infection as is. Before you even do bring anything else into the equation, we have to take care of our body, meaning we have to wear cotton panties. You see, I see a lot of women that have on thongs all of the time. That's not sanitary. The thong is right there by your bottom and you're right there by your front. You're not supposed to wear thongs, but people do. Actually, you're supposed to only wear cotton panties, right? You're not supposed to douche, but a lot of people do douche and say, oh, God, you don't douche, that's nasty. No, that's actually nasty that she does douche. So if you got to put something in your body to rinse it out, that means that thing ain't right. And that's just the bottom line. I do not douche. I don't have those issues. See, once you have that time of the month, you wait 2 days, let your body get back right, then you're going on and you smelling just like fresh meat all over again. If you got to put something in there to do some extra cleaning, then maybe you need to go and look at some extra alternatives, because that's not what you should do to your body, right? Women, they love to sit out in the tub and soak. You should not sit out in the tub and soak. You're going to sit in the bathtub with your dirty juices, take a shower, put more dirty juices from the soap and everything else in this water, and you're going to sit in it and soak. That's what you're telling me. No deal, okay? So a lot of things, like, we don't get as women, but I think, like, fellas, you guys really don't understand the need to slow down, take it slow, think about it, clean that monkey, get it right,
uh-huh.
and call it a day.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like you
uh-huh.
don't want her to go off and have to deal with taking antibiotics for 7 days because
nope.
you are simple-minded, and, you know, she wants you to be happy because, honestly, that's why the dingbat allowed you to do it, you know? So, you know, just keep in mind that you can't sit and tell her that her coochie stank when you the reason that it stank. I'm just saying, you know, think about it. You don't want to – I see all kind of posts about, you know, if you smell it before you see it, but this is the person that you sleep with. Some of y'all sleep with women and smell it, and y'all sleep with them like it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like
uh-huh.
don't get me started. don't get me
started
on that. So, I wanted to bring that up because that was just something
yeah.
that's been a topic for like a week, and it's like, you know, fellas, mm-hmm. just be mindful of what you're doing with your penis.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if you want to play, you can play hard, but just make sure that you also clean yourself just as hard and make sure that you, you know, you're washing with some good soap and you're not making anybody
mm-hmm.
else sick in the process of doing this whole situation. But anywho, that was one of the topics.
Awesome. I mean,
that was one of the topics
like
that you weren't really keen on. You said, what happened? I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say very briefly before we move on. It's like you said this past Wednesday, and not just us guys in general. I mean, I don't do this, but just people in general. Tell the truth. Be honest with not only yourself, with other people. It's okay if you say, okay, you know what? Yeah, you know what? Maybe I don't test myself like I should. You got a good point. Don't say, oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm good to go. Let's do this. Because, you know, that's being very selfish and not being considerate of that other person. Because now you're putting that other person in risk, and God forbid, you know, something happens, she gets like some sort of sexual disease or some shit because you're a dumbass. So, you know, you have to be. Yeah, I know, but I never understood that. I never understood that shit. I've never been that guy. Never. I've never been that guy. I've never understood. First of all, I'm appreciative when I get the pussy, let alone I'm going to do something stupid like that. I mean, just.
Listen, they don't care because when you tell them, they're going to be like, what? You got me messed up.
Well,
it ain't me. That's the first thing a man going to say. It ain't me. I ain't did nothing.
Yeah,
and the thing is that I've had
yep.
to tell, you know, a man
mm-hmm.
something about himself before, right? And it could have been like that. Listen, this thing really goes deep, and I can go on and on and on about it. But
yeah.
I've had to tell a man about himself before, and it's, man, it ain't me, and it's another. And it's not even like a sexually transmitted disease. But also keep in mind, fellas, you could sleep with several different women, and you can use rubbers. And you can go home to your lady and sleep with your lady and not use rubbers. The bacteria from all of these women will still get in your lady. You can still give your lady a bacteria infection because
yep.
of the difference of you sleeping with different people. You can go and sleep with a woman with the rubber on and fuck her in her ass and in a vag
yeah.
and everything with a rubber on and go and sleep with your woman without a rubber
mm-hmm.
and you can transmit it that way. Men think that because they wear a rubber that they will not give their mate something, and that's not true. It's just completely
mm-hmm.
not true. Whatever you do affects the person that you're with, and that's why, you know, you have to be mindful of who you're sleeping with, because that person's soul, that person's energy is reflecting off on you.
Exactly.
You know, that person's
right.
soul and energy comes within your body, so you have
that's
to be
right.
mindful of who you choose to lay with and who you choose to be in the bed with every single night. It's just important.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's not talked about enough, especially in the inner cities when it comes to our people, when it comes to not only black people, but also Hispanics also. I think it should be it's not enough education out there so they know about these certain things. I bet you if we were on a stage right now and we're in our inner cities, and we would say these things like we're saying, they'll look like the faces on most of them be like, what? Right? What the hell are you saying?
Right.
I don't understand. And you're like, no, we're being honest. It's the truth. Look it up. Do some research. Doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt to go and research. Hey, use your smartphone for what it's supposed to be for. Look up things. You know, do your research. Do some, you know, analysis and go, oh, and then read between the lines of certain things and you get the truth. You know what
right.
I mean? And I think that's not put out there enough. And, of course, it happens in all communities, but I'm saying especially in our communities because we are just, you know, running rapid like rabbits. and it's just
right.
You know, the response. I'm trying to be serious. We have to be responsible, not only, you know, when we have kids and it's a responsibility, but like you said, just the hygiene nature and the possibilities to get the bacteria that comes with it, and the spiritual part of it is definitely true. That I've heard that way before. You even said that that when you have a sexual relation with a certain person, that part of that person comes on you. And I'm not just talking about DNA. I'm talking about spiritually also. It comes with you, so that aura is with you, especially if it's not a good one. And that could really mess up your real partner that you actually supposed to have a real serious relationship with. So I'm just saying, you know, just be a little more responsible. That's all. No, in general, with both, you know, male and female. Because I think there's certain women out there. I think they don't even know what we're talking about right now either. There's certain women too.
Right.
So I'm just saying, we always keep it real on here, and that's why I love this show, and that's why I love Homegirl when she was on my show. I said I love her. I love her. And then when I heard Wednesday's show, I said, I love her even more. I love her even more.
And I was so sick, guys. Thank you for bearing with me. I had the flu, and I pushed through a show, and, you know, hold on. I got a caller on the line.
Cool. Yeah, bring him up.
Real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Do you have a question, or you just wanted to listen in?
I just want to listen in. This is my first time calling. This your boy Steve from Edenville, girl.
Hey, Steve, representing 1887. All right, well, I'll put you back on hold so you can listen in. And if you got a question, just hang up and call right back. It'll just push, you know, if you want to talk to me, and it'll alert me that you need to talk to me, okay?
Yeah, just press 1.
For sure.
All right. So, yeah, I appreciate everybody for, like, bearing with me. I had the flu, and I was down for a whole week.
Aww.
And, you know, somebody like myself, it's hard, you know, but I still had to try to push through and get some of the things done. I didn't even get my paper for school done until Thursday. So that's how behind I was, and I pushed myself to get that done. So definitely I appreciate that
for
you guys being there. But yeah, keeping it real, like keeping it real, you know, learn, pick up a book and read. The thing is that I can post a lot of different things and people don't read the post. So read.
No
when
kidding.
You start reading, you'll start being more aware. These people are doing so much to the water, so much to the food. That's why men are thinking they're women. Women are thinking they're men. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's an epidemic out here right now. And we
have
to be aware of what we're doing to our body, what we put in our body. It's not the same as before when we can say, okay, we can do this and it's nothing wrong. You have to be mindful of what's going on. They're creating STDs that you can't get rid of. They're creating things that, you know what I'm saying, that they're trying to stop our race from reproducing. So just be mindful.
Message.
You know, people that's out here in the lifestyle, you're sleeping with multiple people, just understand that those rubbers aren't as safe as they once was because they're creating things to combat the condom. So, you know, and always, always clean yourself off with soap. Even if you just have sex, go clean yourself off with soap, then lay down and go to sleep. Women, clean yourself off with soap, then lay down and go to sleep. And me being dealing with the same person with very minimum, contact with others for the last 3 years, is one of those things that now I'm going on to a new situation. It's me getting comfortable with that person. But you know what? I wouldn't put myself, even if I speak it and say, yeah, I don't mind being with you, it will never work, and I really wouldn't have it any other way. But the forces and come together, and I would know if I can trust this person like that to be in my bed every single night, to, you know that this person is not good, this person is not going to do that. So, you know, I'm confident in that, but you have to know a person's spirit and see. Because some people just hear and really can't help it. They just see pussy walking and say, hey, I'm going to put a rubber on, and the rest is history. You know, not they eat some rubbers. So,
that's true. And you, as the old saying goes, you try to think with the head that's on your shoulders more than the head that's in your pants. Trust me, I know how hard that could be. I know how hard it could be. And let me very quickly say these two things. Like you were just saying earlier, just a few minutes ago. Perfect example of what you're talking about shit that's in the water, this, that, and the third. Do a little test for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Post something online that actually is deep, something that'll make people think. See how many likes you get. Then do that same experiment and post something stupid. See which one gets the most likes. And unfortunately, the most likes would be the stupid shit.
Yep.
I'm just saying. I go. All right. Don't get me wrong. Okay, the chick has a fat ass. I understand. All right, that's fine. Well, how about some knowledge? Something to learn for once. So, hey, I'm 44 years old. Right? Means I've been around this long. Okay, I am not closed minded to say, well, I know everything. I don't need to learn shit. Well, then you're stupid. Okay, never ever say to yourself, well, I know everything. I don't need to learn shit. No. Always, when a day comes when I find out something that's actually interesting and actually is a food for thought, I go, hey, that's cool. Thanks a lot. You know, I appreciate that. You know, if someone actually has the mindset to tell me something that, hey, this is what you should know that you didn't know. And then if I hear what they're saying and it makes a lot of sense, I go, you know, you got a good point. You know, I'm not always right. Most of the time, but I'm not always. And also, one last thing. Let me just say this. All these diseases that are out there, they're all curable. They are. They have the cures for it, but there's no money in that. Otherwise, the pharmaceutical company will go under. Let's keep it real. We all know they have all these cures for all these diseases. I hate to say that, but it's just true. I just, there's too much I've seen that I'm like, oh, man, this sucks. And all these people are dying of these horrible diseases. And they go, you know what? It'd be so nice if they just bring it out. Hey, guess what? We've always had these cures. Sure, did that ever get leaked out? Then you see a revolution.
Well, no, then you see people come up missing and dead. That's how that works.
I'm just saying. How the hell Magic Johnson been alive this long? And don't get me wrong, I'm happy.
Listen now, that's the same thing that I'm trying to figure. Listen, Prince took opioids and whatever you call them, and he did. Michael Jackson, all he wanted to do was look at little boys and take his medicine, and he did. Come on, man. Everybody, Bernie Mac, he had an asthma attack. He did. And this man
Charlie
been
Murphy.
Out here with HIV for longer than you can ever imagine
Over.
In the history
yes.
of HIVism.
25
and he
years.
Just mobbing.
Probably. Yeah. I'm just saying. And let me point this out to everybody. I'm glad he's still alive. I'm not mad he's still alive. I'm just saying, let's put it like this. Exhibit A of what I just said. What I just said about cures, Exhibit A. I'm just saying, Exhibit A. And don't tell me he has the strongest immune system in the human race. That's not it. Okay? There's not a superhero.
He might do now. He's immune.
Yeah,
he has a cure. I don't think he's sick. I don't think he's sick. I think it's a situation where, you know, he has a lot, and eventually either he's going to have to die from it or he's going to have to, you know, be the one case that he got over, or he's living and he can't ever tell anybody that he was cured from it. But, you know,
exactly. That's what
people get cancer and die every day, and this man is still living.
He's had AIDS for HIV
or whatever the case may be. He didn't had this for like 50 years, so I don't know. But if you can tell me what he did and then share it with the world,
that would be nice.
I would appreciate
I would appreciate it. And don't get me wrong, the man was a phenomenal talent in the NBA. His business-minded endeavors are outstanding. With the exception of that talk show he had back in the 90s, but not everyone's successful. Hey, you learn from your failures. That's how you become even better with yourself. But I'm just saying, the dude, this was what happened. They said, Irvin, come in the office. Listen, we're sorry you had this HIV. This is a horrible thing. Tell me what we're going to do. We're conducting these experiments in these labs, and we want you to try this out. We think this is the cure for HIV, but this is the catch. If your experiment works and you live, cannot say shit. You cannot say a damn thing, because the moment you do, we will sneak in, put in another
I'm
antidote.
I'm not
going to
experiment with that shit. That's my. If this
and your
was
ass
a film, no. They can have it. I don't want to know. I don't need that type
of
money.
I'm telling you. I'm just saying. Money buys everything if you know certain people. If you have a certain, God forbid, you have a certain something that life's threatening, they go, well, we do have something, but we can't let everybody know this. It's like the Matrix.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Take this pill here, if you want to live. But don't say shit. No, you can't, because we have to kill you. Anyway.
So when it comes down to it, I think a lot of people they're worried about the turn up, and the turn up is an awesome thing, right? I mean, I love the turn up myself, and trust and believe me, my relationship is going to be one that we are not going to hide anything from each other. We're going to be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're gonna do what we need to do, with and for each other. If we choose to turn up together, then we will. If I choose to bring a woman home, then I will. Some men are outright not with it. They're like, no, that's gonna complicate more things for me to be faithful, and they don't trust themselves. And that's A-okay for a man not to be able to trust himself and listen to him. And some men are built for it. Some men, they just absolutely love to, sleep with other women, and they love the person that they with, but they still like to, sleep with other women. I know some of those. So I know people that go out and do their thing, and they just completely safe, and they clean and they free, and the turn up is okay. Just be clean about it.
Bingo.
Especially if you're somebody that like anal, or you your girl, she like anal. You gotta know how to
ECM.
Do it. I mean, you can't
research.
Half step. And some of the things that y'all do, it's crazy. I seen a man take his penis out of one girl's butt and stick it in another girl's mouth. I was done. There was nothing in me that was turned on by that at all. I was completely lost for words. I was like, over.
I'll be wearing you.
Right? I was over. Like, are you guys kidding me right now? Like, some people just do certain things just because. And I think that sometimes it becomes kind of crazy and kind of like, yeah, no, we don't have to do that. You're doing too much, right? So what is... So let me tell you guys something. And they make more money than me. But one day somebody's going to give me a shout out that I, really deserve. Okay, I'm a shopper of Adam and Eve. And I have been shopping at Adam and Eve for a good 8 years, right? Faithfully. I'm a platinum member. And I shop at Adam and Eve because you don't have to spend a bunch of money. You can spend $25. You can spend $30 at Adam and Eve, and you'll get all kind of shit in the mail. You'll get a whole big old goodie bag of things. You're like, well, I guess I can find use for this, right? So they had this sale going on, and a part of the things that I got, which I purchased two things, and I got like eight things in the mail. That's just how awesome it is. But it's called... A virgin hole for men, and it's mainly for whack jobs. When the guy he is playing with himself, and the hole is really tight. The hole is really, really tight, and the guy, he sticks his, manhood in this tight hole. And, you know, he whacks off, and it has a bottom and all this stuff to it. And it's so, it feels just like, you know, tissue. It's soft. It's very, very soft and mushy. And so I got it, and I'm sitting there playing with it, and I'm like, okay, if I put two fingers in, it stretches. And it's like the coolest thing ever on earth. And so that is one thing that I'm going to talk to you about, these toys that I have, because it's amazing. But I'm going to talk to you about it when I come right back.
Oh, yeah. Money on the man on the low. All these bands, I'm about to go blow. We going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottles go pop. That money, that guap, we going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Count this money, I'ma go and get more. Bring out the bottles and turn up some more. We going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottles go pop. That money, that guap, we going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Chase money, man, you know I gotta grab that. Feel good when you know you can buy that. Your girl all on me, don't slack. Run up that middle like a halfback. Me guap, me cheese, that queso. Get champagne, but get by the case slow. Get bands so you know I'm gon' blow. Get bands so you know I'm gon' blow. We going in, cars rolling in. Make the money stretch, no rubber bands. All these chicks that they want the man. Got a full house, no Olsen twins. Check back, swipe card, gotta cash out. So many damn bottles, might pass out. Them haters get mad when you rock out. Gotta kick in the door like a trap house. Turn up, got them screaming out. YOLO, niggas ain't making moves like photo. Looney lights, so you know that's the logo. So I get flyer like a promo. Tryna get this money by the bolo. I'm a young OG like Loso. Slacked off, yeah, I can't go. So I'm going in if I say so.
Count this money on the man on the low. All these bands, I'm about to go blow. We going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottles go pop. That money, that guap, we going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Count this money, I'ma go and get more. Bring out the and turn up some more, we going in. Oh yeah, we going in, we going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottles go pop, that money, that guap, we going in. Oh yeah, we going in, we going in.
Gotta chase that check. Every day I flex. Pull up in the left, just to see what's next. Everybody know me, I'm about to OD. Got credit, got checks, got cash, got guap, got money on me. Walking out the store, got hundreds on me. Pull up in a foreign, ain't stunning like me. Style so fresh, they ain't dirty like me. Niggas ain't real, not loyal like me. Got chicks in it, y'all gon' go. Lights on, might put on the show. Drop down, let a twerk on the flow. Doing tricks that a man don't know. Turn up, got me on 10 right now. Going for the win right now. Might pull up in the Benz right now. This how we live right now. I be killing this shit, no coughing. I'm sick with it, no coughing. Every day, ain't stepping out proper. Multiply the math, no problem.
Count this money on the man on the low. All these bands, I'm about to go blow. We going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottles go pop. That money, that guap, we going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Count this money, I'ma go and get more. Bring out the bottles and turn up some more. We going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in. Got girls in the spot, track cars on the lot. Let the bottles go pop. That money, that guap, we going in. Oh, yeah, we going in. We going in.
That was we going in, we going in. I don't know when it's going to be on mute, when it's not on mute. But, okay, I put that down, right? I was pausing because I had to go get it. I had to go get the thingy that it was.
Right. The thingy, the doohickey.
The doohickey,
what you record it thingy?
Very,
yeah.
Look, can you hear this? Can you, like, hear that noise?
Yeah, I hear a little something. That's a toy?
It's like it's wet. It's like a silicone type. Yeah, like it's funky, right? So it looks like a vagina.
Oh, good.
Course.
Okay. I was about to ask you that. Yeah.
It's like, okay, the face of it, it looks like a vagina, and it has a clit and the lips and stuff like that, the face of it, and then it's very long, and it's like some really soft type, silicone type stuff, and it's very scratchy, it's stretchy. So it's like, I think you can kind of make a noise, like it sounds like, you know. It sounds like what it sounds like.
It sounds like a very happy pussy is what you're trying to make.
It does. It sounds like what it sounds like. And
I've heard that noise.
So basically, I got this for my mate, right? Because it's going to be times where, so you think outside of the box, and that's what I do. Okay, granted, it's your time of the month. And most people will say, okay, well, yeah, it's my time of the month. You know, I'm going to just, you know, suck them off, you know? There you go. That's a little sound right there. And so my thing is I try to find little things for him, you know? You can put it in your hand and, you know, or I could put it in my hand and it feels, it's like a good thing for a hand job. Like, you know, that's it. That's has air in there. It's silicone. So I said that to say I love Adam and Eve, and this is another doohickey.
Doohickey watching McCoy thingy. Yes.
Huh?
Doohickey watching McCoy thingy. It's a doohickey watching McCoy thingy.
Yeah.
That's okie dokie.
Yeah, this is something that I'm gonna try, and I think you'll like it because I sat and I tried to put, you know, like two fingers in there, and it goes, and it feels good when it's on the inside, and yeah, it's just very stretchy and it's really
nice.
You guys, once you shop at Adam and Eve one time, they'll send you these emails, and yeah, it'll be a lot, but they're always giving away stuff, you know, and always like, you know, just always like a lot. I think I got this, and then I got a pocket rocket, which I can put in my pocket, and it has like four different heads, including the one that came. So it came with five heads to go to change out of the pocket rocket. I had nipple clamps, nipple suction cups, and also two DVDs. Not really fun on watching the white girls on camera, but there's two DVDs.
Depends. Yeah, I know. I know what you mean sometimes. Yeah,
right.
And
they gave like some thickening cream, which is supposed to make the man meat thick. You know, I guess help it get hard. It's some tightening cream for the. It's like all kind of stuff
really?
That came with.
Okay. Yeah.
With me ordering one thing, so.
No pun intended. Get more bang for your buck.
Right. So no pun intended. Check out Adam and Eve. It is just how it's spelled, adamandeve.com. And, you know, you can go on there and in order to take advantage of whatever promotional offer, because if you go on there, that's obviously a promotion that they have there. In order to take advantage of a promotional offer, hold on 1 second. Let me see if we got somebody calling in.
Ooh.
Real talk.
Hello?
With the new Miss Love Black. Hey.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate you, Sheree, man. I'm proud of you, man. Everything you did, everything you're trying to do, and everything you're going to do. And you're educating on the community because that's something we need. And with all the stuff you're talking about the water, I feel your neck because the cancer rate is so high in Evansville, Florida, it don't even make no sense. But, I just want to get back on and congratulate you, girl, and you keep doing your thing. And in the future, trust and believe, I will have questions. I just want to listen to so I can just jump in on the topic, you know, like Double Jack when I feel the need to, all right?
Oh, thank you very much, Steve. Represent my hometown, 1887, Edenville.
I can't be rude. I got to give a shout out to your host, too. Now, I appreciate your homeboy, you know, holding my own girl down and helping her with this thing, too, bro.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate the shout out. I really do.
All right. Hey, I'm going to get up with you, Sheree. I got the number now.
All right, babe.
Cool. All right. Have a good night, brother.
That was nice of him, you know, we like that.
Yeah,
you see, he was calling me Sheree, and that's somebody I grew up with, so he was calling me by my real name. Just FYI, he wasn't calling me the new Miss Lovely Black, but, you know. That's somebody I've been knowing since I was a shooter bug.
Awesome, awesome. As long as your social security number wasn't put out there, it's okay.
Right, he's like, oh, I'm just use the government. That's okay. That's my flip. So
that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, check out Adam and Eve. Definitely, you know, get into it, and you know, it's a lot of things to have fun. And I say that because, you know, we always look at the next thing to have fun is to go be with somebody else, right? And that's really not the best thing because, you know, of what we were saying in the top of the conversation,
earlier.
It's too much risk going out being with multiple people. So find you some good, you know, things that you want to try. Do things that you have never experimented with. You might like it. You know, you can buy it. You can go online. You have to spend $17. You have to spend $17 in order to take advantage of the promotion that they have, which is $17 or more, and then you get like five different, you know, goodies and gifts for free.
That's
so
cool.
17 plus
That's
shipping,
cool.
you're spending $20-something, right? And you're, you know, getting something to be able to play at home with your mate safely and not be out in the streets with someone else. Also, you know, keep in mind that, you know, for the people that just like to be out in the streets, you know, they sell like the 48-pack of condoms in Walmart for $14 and $16. So you would rather spend $14 or $16 than to have to take a day off of work and go pay a co-payment, which is normally at minimum $20, then have antibiotics, which is another $10 on top of that if you have insurance. And then what if you just really slip up and get her pregnant? Then you got $400-something on top of that for an abortion. And if she don't get rid of it, then you got 18 years of somebody that you have no plans on being with, no plans on dealing with, and you have a child that you're probably not going to be in their life, let's be honest. So, you know, $16 can save your life, and go to Adam and Eve and get you some toys and get you some business about yourself with your mate. Find out what they like. Find out what you can do to enhance, you know, their life and enhance what they're doing. And I'm pretty sure that you can find some fun in, you know, going to Adam and Eve. And I have a chest that sits in the corner of my room, and this chest, I've said that I am going to fill this chest all the way up with different types of things, and I'm going to put some shelves in my room, and I'm going to put all my oils so I don't get those, you know, kind of mixed up high. But you know, I have all types of stuff, you know, motion lotions and massage oils and things like that, because you know, even though you know pretty much everything in there but except like two or three items I've never used, and I said once I get that mate that I really want, you know, I'm going to have that moment to say, babe, whenever you go in this chest, it's on and popping. You know, I have well over 50 lingerie outfits. You know, those are things that I want to get back into. And if you take the time out, spice up what you have at home, then you won't worry about what's out there. So be clean and spice up what you already have instead of going to just be greedy and find something else. It's really simple and it's easy, and it's really not that expensive to do that. Right.
That was a great commercial. Adam and Eve, if you heard that, my girl deserved to get paid ASAP for that. That was awesome. That was so awesome. That right there, it was mixed about product, promotion and also real life shit. I love that. I love that combination, because when the way you put it like that, I'm like, yeah, you know, because especially a guy like me, I love, you know, if you're with, if you're lucky to be with a certain woman, or if you're a woman with a certain guy that you know they're not messing around like that, and you don't like to wear the condoms and stuff like that, and you can hit it raw, appreciate that, because guess what? Like homegirl said, you know, with the condoms and all that other stuff, you don't know what the hell is going on out there. It's not worth the risk. Is more higher than the reward. You know, you just have to think like that. I know, like, you know, she talked about in the past on her shows, oh, you know, this is not going on, nothing like the spice up. It takes two. You know, you have to put effort, okay? You know, things could get dull at times, but you have to spice it up, especially if you're really into that person. You know, there's nothing better than a surprise like that. I love that shit. My woman do something like that, I love that. I love that shit. Nothing like spontaneous shit like that. I love that. That's an automatic turn on. So that's what I'm saying. So just appreciate out there, ladies. I'm just saying. You know, especially,
right.
You know, you like to hit it raw. You know what I
mean? Right. And if you in a, you know, okay, let's, you know I'm petty. Y'all know I'm petty. So y'all know that y'all got these women that's in a relationship every 3 months with a different dude now, right? So I'm sleeping with my man, so I'm not sleeping with no, I'm not using no rubber, but every 3 months she got a different man. So that means that your motherfucking risk is way greater than your reward because your man status changes often, right? So what I did was, you know, I really, when it comes to, like, relationships, like, I'll, you know, communicate and see where it goes. But odds are I end up with somebody that at somewhere I've been with, and for some reason, like, it may have been me. And I'll go back and be like, okay, I'm ready to get it together. I'm ready, you know, I'm sorry. I apologize, but whatever. But, or it's something that, you know, I mean, I dealt with the same person for 3 years, and I fought very hard for that situation, off and on for 3 years. Let me say that. And I fought very hard.
Yeah.
So I would be like, I'm in a relationship. I'm not in a relationship. People didn't know if I was with the same person, if I was with a new person, a different person. They just seen me say, I'm in a relationship. I'm not in a relationship. And it was actually the same damn person the whole time. So, you know, you have to be mindful. And I really stayed because I knew him, and I was safe. I was in my safety zone. I knew that he knew that I can at any point randomly say, I need you to get tested, and that was something that he had to go do. And so he knew I would give him rubbers. You know, I got rubbers one time, and I don't do good with magnums. I don't do good with the latex, and I didn't realize that at that point. But afterwards, you know, I realized that, and so I went to non-latex, and I had just went and brought a 48 pack, and I gave it to him because that's still my friend at the same time, and I want to see him, you know, do good. And so that's like the one relationship with one person. Like, he and I are not together, but the only person that can ruin our relationship is him. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody can ever say, hey, don't talk to him, because that's my friend. That's somebody who, you know, has definitely been there for me. But it makes a lot of sense to be safe and make wise decisions for yourself in life, you know. So you kind of need to it's one thing for you to be loyal, right? Loyalty is in all of us. But then don't be stupid. You can be faithful to him, but if he's not faithful to you, then you'll end up around here looking like Lala Anthony. So, you know, you want to make sure that he's faithful to you. That was a petty moment. I apologize. But you want to make sure that he's faithful to you. You know what I'm saying? And it's very important to do that. Because your safety is everything, and I want to see you guys live long and strong and be happy. Right? Because I love you guys.
Absolutely.
So if you have any comments, if you want to call in, tonight the show only goes to 10:30. So I did decide that night that I don't have, like, a guest. Like, and he was calling in, and we decided this at the last minute. But nights is just me.
Yeah.
I'm going to 10:30. When I have a guest, I'll go at 11. I may just go an hour and a half. You never know. But I have the leeway
to
do what I want, because it's my damn show. So if you have a question, please feel free. call in now at 646-787-1839. And I want to thank everybody again for all of the love that you have shown my book, Confessions of a Mattress Actress. It is exclusively available on Amazon, and it actually is doing pretty well. So I thank you guys for purchasing my book and staying in the loop. If you purchase the book and you read it and you love it, please, please, please leave a review. I am going into the second week of book sales. Going to the second week. 'Cause so this Thursday made one full week. that it was out, right? Because it came out on the 13th. So, yeah, we're going into the second week of sales. So, guys, just please make sure that you leave a review, because those reviews do matter. And they make a very big difference as far as for the other people that are looking around, because there are so many people that are looking for something good to read. And I'm just so thankful that you guys are picking up my book to read it. It means so much to me. Oh, my God, you guys don't understand. We are still working on the hard copies. And that's something that my publishing company is working on themselves. They had a little hiccup. So I don't even want to say around this time or whatever. Just hopefully it'll be here very soon. I'm really waiting on that to come. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Make sure
I got my copy.
You got what?
I got to cop my copy. And yesterday, Jim, I'm going to spend money. I'm not good. I don't get free shit. I'm gonna support my woman here. Trust me, I'm going
to
get the book and I'm going to read it. Yeah, exactly. That's what a real fan and a real supporter does. I mean, don't get me wrong. You love the kind words and, you know, the support like that. But, you know, the monetary note is just as good.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Look, put out your information out there, your social media information. You're about
no,
to say.
No, we're not putting my my social is not coming out there. Not, which is
no, you know what I mean? No, I'm talking about your social media, not.
Yeah, your social. Yeah, no, I'm not going to fall
not
for that.
That
crap.
Not that. I ain't falling for that shit.
So to find me, you can reach me on Twitter, and that's going to be MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. On Instagram, it's the new Miss Lovely Black, and on Facebook, it's authoress the new Miss Lovely Black. That's my page, so like the page, and we'll make sure that we keep you updated via all the sites. Also, we're here every Sunday and Wednesday night. So make sure you tune in. If you would like to be on the show, be featured on the show, please feel free to give us a shout out or shoot us an email at inquiries4thenewmisslovelyblack@gmail.com. That's inquiries4, thenewmisslovelyblack@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to get you on. On the show. Yeah. So why don't you tell everybody how they can find you?
Well, I'm glad you asked, the new Miss Lovely Black. Yes, well, if you want to find moi, which is French for me, James Acevedo, you can find me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. That's YankeeMan1973. On Instagram is JimmyAce73, JimmyAce. And, the Facebook I don't put only because sometimes you get these weird friend requests and they got no pictures and they don't got no friends. And I'm like, nah, I'm not falling for that shit. So unless you're mutual friends with the new Ms. Lovely Black or somebody, you know, I've worked with in the radio business. Or if you're a fan, and I said this on my show, how about this? If you're a fan of either of us, you know, just make sure that it's correct, that you have friends. It looks like it's nothing. In other words, it don't look fishy. You know what I'm saying? That your Facebook page don't look fishy, like you just made it up 5 minutes ago before you sent me the friend request. I'm just saying. And you want to, and your first post was just 5 minutes ago.
Don't be telling them how to get around it.
I'm just saying. I see that. I go, not accepted. I am not accepting. I know I ain't falling for that shit. But if you're legit about it, my Facebook is James Acevedo, my name. Acevedo. If you don't know how to spell James, tell us now so we can laugh at you. I can understand my last name. Trust me. I've been called every, you know, Haiti Vito, Avocado, Asshole Vito. Trust me. You name it, my last name's been butchered and raped all over.
What is your nationality?
I am Puerto Rican, my dear. Wepa.
Hey.
Yes, I am Puerto Rican, and I also, in my background, I have Apache Indian. So don't fuck with me.
Are you married? Single?
What? Oh, now I'm turning to interview. No, I am seeing somebody. Yes, I am seeing somebody. Yes. Matter of fact, it's been a long term relationship, so I could relate to what you're saying when it comes to spicing things up. You know, I've done role playing, stuff like that. So I understand. Trust me. Yes, you have to do that. Because,
Okay, so let me be petty right now. So how long guys been dating?
Oh, let me count the ways. All right, it's been 14 years. 14.
And you ain't married her?
No. It's a long story. It's a long story. Yeah, there's a lot of things that was going on every now and then. Yeah, you would think, matter of fact, the first, year and a half, I was going to get married to her, but then I was seeing things that didn't look like it was going to happen because I went through a marriage and it looked like deja vu all over again. So I was like, nah, I am not going there. And ever since then, it's been just a regular relationship. And we see how it goes, because I try to make sure that everything's on point before you go to that next level, because I take that very seriously when it comes to when you're married to somebody, because a lot of people, they get married, they think it's like, oh, it's a nice thing to do, throw a wedding, and, oh, this looks like fun, this is like a Cinderella story and all that, and then they realize, oh, wow, we didn't even live with each other yet. Oops. Oh, we don't know things about each other. That was my first mistake.
But if you're going to take it slow has turned into 14 years. And you're living with her. So you're there. Why not? That's the one thing that I will never let one of you.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, y'all can't do me like that.
No. I'm not living with her. I used to live with her. I haven't lived with her in quite some time. Yeah, so. Yeah, it's a lot.
I need a ring.
Good woman.
A year, I need a ring. After a year, I need a ring.
I did with her.
That's what it is.
Actually, I did within the first, a little over a year, I did at the time. I did. And I proposed, I did all that. Then I was like, maybe not. I saw certain things going. I said, nah. I'm not going through this shit again. Because I'm not evil. Going through a divorce, that shit ain't fun. I'm just saying. Especially when you weren't the one that contemplated the divorce. It's just not fun. It's not fun. It's not fun. I mean, I was lucky.
Well, I know. Trust me, I know. But the point is that now you need to go ahead and marry her. Because she's stuck with your, she's put up with your shit for 14 years.
How about me putting up with her shit?
I mean, she's a woman. It's not much.
Ah, okay. Here we go. Double standard. I hate that double standard shit. I hate that shit. I hate it. Okay, let's move on. I'll be here all night.
I'm an advocate for women having rings, honey.
I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that as long as, everything is squared away. Like, okay, you sure you know what you're doing. You know this is serious. You know this is not no game. All this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to tell you. But, because when I first did it, I was a little younger. I was, how old was I? Jesus Christ. I was, I was 27, 28. at the time. And my ass was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be great, you know. And then it didn't turn out so great. And I was like, damn. And then at the same time, you know, when I met this next woman, I didn't want to her be the victim because of my ass of what I went through with a different woman. But there were certain things that were very similar to the last one at the time. And that's why I was like, nah, I can't do this now. I can't do this now. The baby's still with me, to be honest with you. Actually, it's amazing we're both with each other. But we respect each other. We do love each other. And, yeah, it's amazing it's lasted this long. It's almost like a legal, you know, like one of the, what do you call those things? You know, well, you
want to. Common law marriage?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Kind of. It's almost kind of like that, but except I'm not living with her. But, yeah, like that. Yeah.
And where are you? In New York, right?
NYC, baby, all day.
What
NYC.
Part of New York are you in?
I'm in right on the – I'm on the border of Brooklyn, Queens. I'm technically in Queens, but if you go around the block in my neighborhood, I'm in Brooklyn. So, like, if I look at my backyard, it's in Brooklyn. I go out the front of my house.
Okay, my publishing company is in Brooklyn.
Oh, shit. Destiny, my dear.
Yeah.
This was meant to be for me being on this show. Look at that. You can't make that shit up. You can't make it up. Yeah. Look, publishing company in, you know, Brooklyn. I'm Brooklyn born. I'm just saying. So, yeah, there's some similarities here. And you know how we are. We New Yorkers, especially the ones from Brooklyn, we take no shit. We speak our mind. We speak our mind. Oh, do we speak our mind? Oh, boy. Well, sometimes I get in trouble, but, well, that's life. I'm just saying.
Right.
I'd rather be real.
So what days is your show?
Well, I'm glad you asked. The days I do my Bench Warmers live show is every Friday live from 3 p.m. through 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But sometimes I'm not very strict with my hours. Sometimes I've gone longer than that. Matter of fact, when you were on my show this past Friday, I did almost 4 hours. Way after the fact our conversation was over. But it's usually 3 through 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can hear that live on Mixlr.com. That's MIXLR.com/EAR-owner. That's the link for you to hear it live, owner, O-W-N-E-R. And if you miss any part of the show live, like, for example, if you miss Homegirl here on my show, the new Miss Lovely Black, this past Friday, you could catch that show, any of the shows I've done on Mixlr.com for the past year and a half by going to Mixlr.com/EAR-owner/showreel, S-H-O-W-R-E-E-L. And, of course, the new Lovely Miss Black's appearance is all the way at the top because it's the most recent show, and it's because it's the new Lovely Miss Black. I'm just saying. So that's how you can get to check that show out.
No, it's the new... The new Miss Lovely Black, not the new Lovely Miss Black. That you gave me a whole new name, made a whole other shit that I don't know nothing about what you're talking about. They don't even know what I'm talking about. They like, is that somebody else? But she got a twin. He's talking about me, y'all. He means the new Miss Lovely Black.
Exactly. That's what I meant. The new Miss Lovely Black. Miss Lovely Black. I apologize. You. I deserve a spanking. So in the near future, you need to.
Don't be trying to get old. Mm-mm. Try to get no love taps on the sly. Talk about it. She's dominant. Oh, God. Maybe I can get her to beat me. No.
Damn it. Try it. Damn it. All
right. Right. It's an effort.
I try. Yeah, so that's how you get to. I apologize for messing up your name. So, that's how I do my thing. I also co-host a show that I do with Ms. Vita Toy Lady. Two shows. Thursdays at 6 p.m. right here on Block Talk Radio, by the way. I do Let's Talk About Sports for an hour at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays. And then on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's all about sex, sex, and more sex with Ms. Vita Toy Lady as the host. And I am the co-host, just like I am here now. And we just go all over the place, and we have guests on our show. So, I would love to have you on that show. That would be.
Oh, I love being on that show. You know, I love to talk about some good sex now, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You would fit perfectly, my dear, because you speak your mind just like we do. So it would be a match made in heaven. So that would
so
be,
you
I
own,
would make
you,
sure.
You got your own show on Fridays. Then you co-host the show on Thursdays and Fridays. Now yeah. you're trying to co-host another show. You just everywhere. I think about, I want to be some everywhere.
Yeah, I you know why? Because I love radio. I love it. I love this radio. We talked about this on my show a couple of days ago. It's just something about radio. I love it. I love the freedom, especially on internet radio. I love the freedom of just speaking your mind. And there's times we talk serious shit, but we also have fun. And I love that combination. I love the internet shit. Perfect example with that caller that just called in, homeboy from your around the way from where you were at. That's awesome. I love that interaction. I love that people from all over, not just here in our country, all over the world, can listen to us right now.
Oh, salute our listeners in Europe and in Canada. I was looking at the statistics, and I see that we do have, of course, 95% of our listeners within the United States, under several different states. Salute to all of you. And we have Canadian listeners and listeners in Europe. So I appreciate everybody that's tuning in all over the world to this show. It's really, really important to me. And I thank you so, so much. So
absolutely.
I don't have a guest host for Wednesday. I may have one. I may not. I'm completely like a week behind because I was supposed to set up my itinerary for the month of May last week, but of course I was down. So I'm gonna go as I go, and you know we may be able to set that show up for a Friday night, and you guys will definitely hear more with James and myself. So I'll have him come on. He may come on Sundays and on Wednesdays. You never know. The more the merrier. Thank you to everybody that's listening in from the link. You guys are amazing. You guys always do numbers there. Thank you to the people that called in. Salute my hometown, Edenville, 1887, Florida. Shout out to my second home, Baton Rouge. Shout out to the third and final place of where I am going, which is Atlanta, ATL, and to everybody that supports Movement and the Cause. James, thank you for coming on. We'll get into
in-depth
conversation next time you come on. We'll get into your business and get real juicy tonight. We had a great chemistry and a great connection, and that's kind of what I was feeling. I appreciate it. You guys, see you here Wednesday, 9 p.m., same place. Peace.
Peace. Latest.